Another person here to come bother me while I'm busy. You know that the library closes in half an hour, right? Well, I'm just making sure that you know. There's a self-checkout machine right there. It's broken. It can't be broken. I just saw someone use it. Let me see. No beeping sound. The display isn't even lighting up. Fine. I guess I can check you out at my desk. Your book. Silly. Please, I know you were thinking it. I've heard every pickup line in the book. Be shocked at the number of people who come in here with some hot, naive librarian fantasy. I can't tell if it's the glasses that set them off more or the turtleneck. Don't get any ideas. Did you pick this one on purpose? It's not gonna work, you know. I didn't think anybody still read this guy. He wrote like 3 books back in the 70s, and then died under mysterious circumstances. Yes. He did write a book of poetry. But it's only half completed, yes. All of the last 200 poems are missing their final line. It's intriguing. Not that it's that big of a deal. I'm sure plenty of people have read his work. The library records show that you're the first person to check this book out besides me, but... Anyways, it's cool, I guess. Did you find everything okay while you were looking today? Yes. That section of the library is going to be under repair for a little while. We're thinking all the way through December. special grant from the city. More shelves. New carpet. And a few reading armchairs. It'll be worth the wait. I promise. Oh. A cookbook. I guess it's a stupid question to ask if you cook. You're learning how. What do you want to learn how to cook? Best of luck to you. Actually, the recipe that they have in here, it's not quite right. It'll be much tastier if you add these things. Oh. It's my job to be helpful when someone's learning something or doing research. So, if you're taking a totally inferior cookbook, then I'm just doing my job, giving you the right ingredients to put into your recipe. Actually, come to think of it, have I seen you here before? You look familiar. Well, you're the one who sits in the back and reads the fantasy novels. No, you're not a bother. You're not a bother at all. You have good taste, actually. Well, me and a couple of the others know that if we pick up a book that you've put down after a long day of reading, that it's going to be a good one. Thanks for the recommendations over the past few months, I guess. Not that I've been reading them. That's been my colleagues. I may have read one or two, but it's not important. Sorry, I just need to take my glasses off really quickly. See something? I need to get my prescription renewed. It's getting harder to see things up close. Oh, thank you. That is to say, I don't know why I would care what you think of how I look with or without glasses. That's a strange thing to say. Let me add one more thing to your recipe. Just hand me the paper. Just in case you need any help. I don't have the slightest idea what you're talking about. Just in case you need help. It's my job as a librarian to help you, so you can call me, or text me, or whatever. Don't make it weird. It's not like it gave you my number because of anything except for a recipe. No reason at all. Anyways. Your books will be due in 2 weeks. They will auto-renew once, and then after that you will have to check them back out. But I suppose since I see you in here every week, you'll probably be here before then. Or something. I don't care. Anyways. I maybe, possibly, might want to know what you think of that first book. Not that I care what your opinion is or anything, it's just I've never met anybody else who's read his work. So, even if it's irrelevant, silly, uninformed thoughts, I might want to hear them. I work on Fridays. If it matters. Fridays and Saturdays and Mondays. You can double check with my phone number if you forget. Oh, anyways, it's time for you to go so that I can close up the library. I did not give you my number. I gave you a research resource. Anyways, I have paperwork to do and stuff. So, if you can... I suppose that I could... What would I need your number for? Oh, yes, for the book discussion. Fine, here. Pencil and paper. Thank you. If I don't throw this in the trash, I'll message you. It was not unpleasant speaking to you. Anyways, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. It's time for the library to close, and I need you to go right now. Mm-hmm. Can't wait. Happy reading. And I'll see you soon. Perfect. At least I'll have something interesting to look forward to on my next shift. Goodbye now.